The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Let's talk to assistant coach Jared Schofield ahead of their big game against the Gold Coast Suns. Jared, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Scoey.
Very well. Let's talk about the changes. We'll start with the good news. Debutant Joel Garner, congratulations to him, and tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, look, Joel's had a fantastic start to the season so far, you know, playing across halfback, sort of that utility type of play on talls and smalls, and got a raking left foot kick. But the one thing that he will bring is some real toughness. And, really wrapped for him. He's worked hard for it.
It continues the theme, I guess, with your backline. You've got a pretty young backline, and he gets another opportunity there, I guess, in replacing Ryan Burton. So we'll look forward to watching him. The other good news story, I guess, is Joe Attlee, who's been in really good form and just hasn't been a position for him, and he's been able to work his way into this side.
Yeah, look, another tough nut, real big-bodied midfielder. Unfortunately for him, he had a minor setback with a knee injury just at the same time when Ollie went down with his shoulder. So, look, it was one of those things where Tommy wasn't right for him when he got his injury, but he was sort of knocking on the door early on in the piece of this season to get a gig. And, yeah, he's worked hard over the last month, played some really good football, and, yeah, we're looking for him to sort of really add some bite to our midfield there.
Yeah, Butters back from a spell. Rep for Billy Frampton, 9 goals in the last 2 weeks. He's been a real beacon down there for the Maggies.
Yeah, look, he's been plucking the marks, and he's been marking the ball really well. He's dead eye in front of goal, so he comes in with some real form behind him. And, we're looking for him. Obviously, we can get some clean ball to him, and hopefully he can repeat what he's been doing at Sanford level. And as you said, Butters comes back in after having a week off to recharge the batteries and go again.
Todd Marshall, he's got the raw talent. He's got the mobility, the movements. He's got all the skill. Is it a confidence thing for him? Scoey?
Yeah, look, yeah, like I said, he's a young man, still finding his way. And, yeah, look, sometimes it can be dependent on the supply a bit as well, upfield. And, yeah, but at the same time, look, you know, Todd would be the first to admit that, yeah, he's not playing as good a footy as what he would like. And we want him to make sure that he goes back and you know, get a tough game against Adelaide and the Sandful and build some confidence, get his marking going and obviously can just build his game on through his work rate.
Aidan Johnson, a little bit unlucky, came in for just the one, but it looked like it was quite a specific role you wanted him to play, and it didn't quite work out the way you'd like.
Yeah, look, AJ wasn't sort of a specific role as such just to play on anyone. AJ brings that defensive pressure, and you know, unfortunately for AJ, it didn't go his way, and you know, he's been a little bit off the pace in terms of just his health over the last couple of weeks, and just once again timing. But look, you know, he came in and you know tried to fulfil a role in terms of his forward pressure. But obviously, he goes out of the side this week to allow Butters to come back in.
Gold Coast Suns on Sunday. They're going to frustrate, negate, congest, flood, call it what you want. They're going to make it hard to score. They've done it all year, Scoey. That's the credit we give them. They can't score themselves. How will you approach this one? I've defined it as a tricky game. A must win, but it's a damn tricky one for you Sunday in the wet.
Yeah, that's right. They've been in games, and not so long ago they were here against the Crows, and it was a real arm wrestle for a half there. And yeah, look, they've won 5 of their first quarters of the season to date. They've just won just as many quarters as the likes of the Richmond that are playing good footy as well. So they're a tough side that are building their game around contest, and we know if I'm talking midfield that they'll bring some real pressure around the stoppage. We've got to make sure we try and get our game going and get on our terms early and get the crowd involved on Sunday.
How do you do that? Because you look at your quarter, the last quarter against the Crows, when I guess you did get told to play on, take the game on, you're 44 points down, have a crack, you played the corridor, you played on, you got it inside 50 to one-on-ones in dangerous spots. That's the Port I want to see on Sunday, but it's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you're going with a game plan and, you know, we'd like to execute every minute of the game. And unfortunately, we didn't do that against the Crows. And the game, as you know, the game does open up at various parts. And it did in the last quarter for us. But by that stage, Crows had too much of a lead. So we've got to, you know, get off to obviously a good start and get our game going early. And if that means sort of playing with that freedom and playing our way, well, then that's what we've got to go for straight away instead of, I suppose, playing in reserve.
Well, Jared, we'll all be watching very closely. Wish you all the best in the big game against the Suns on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well done, Scully. Their best is good enough. They'll beat them.
No doubt about that. And they bring some firepower in. Billy Frampton up forward, who's kicked 9 goals, as you said, the last two outings he's had. He replaces Todd Marshall, who's just gone back to get some confidence. And for Port Adelaide fans, you've got to turn up. It's not an ideal time slot, 12:40 on a Sunday, playing a team that doesn't have a huge fan base. So get along and support your team with a big crowd. That'd be the message I'm sure the Port Adelaide Footy Club would like us to convey. Gold Coast Suns, it's going to be live on 5AA from midday on Sunday.
The 5AA Sports Show, Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.